I dream of them. 1. The dark-haired Australian shouting, "Come back, you've gone too bloody far." Arms crossed, shivering along the road, watching her husband and 2 young sons on a hill on the other side of the river, looking for grizzlies. All of us looking for wild things in this visceral light, for second sight, for the animals to come out and fill our eyes, the desire for the almost exterminated. Buffalo, a northern harrier hunting low over the river and marshes, a low-bellied coyote with 1 red and 1 green ear tag following a pronghorn into the grass, suffused into the landscape. 15 or 20 more buffalo, another group, a third group, grazing, big heads down, lowing, bullfroggy low and grumbly, their tiny ballet feet too dainty to carry all that power. An eagle, straight-winged, mountain bluebirds in the sage. On the other side of the valley, high up, a bear moving fast to the top of the highest ridge, that squatty way of galumphing long. Now the valley is blinking off and on, mist and clouds and mist and sunlight. Anything could happen. A freaking white horse could fly out of vapors, unfurl its wings. A basilisk, manticores, dragonflies big as crows. Higher clouds, snow clouds, reflected in the water, moving above the ridges. It begins to snow at the beginning of the world, reduced to single nouns. Snow, mist, cloud, rock, stream, pines, light, space, raven. The first grizzly walks the bed of the river to the sharp cut of the bank, places his front paws on the edge, hitches up his right leg to the top, leaps and rumbles along, sniffing the ground, looking at us, sniffing the air. The second comes over a rise 200 feet away, the hump over the shoulder, the short snout, the beetle brow. Their jaws crack the femurs of buffalo. No one speaks. 2. Just before first light, 10 of us waiting for the howls of wolves, emptying ourselves. Brad is watching for ravens, little scouts hoping for something to die. To begin to see a wolf, stop looking for wolves, watch coyote, magpie, raven and bear, elk and buffalo do nothing special. Watch them grazing, walking along, at ease. Buffalo and elk turn in their direction, the buffalo lifting their tails straight out. Ravens flick about their jaws at carcasses. See a raven? Watch for wolves. Coyotes howl when wolves are present. Wolves can disappear. Wolves can smell a bad tooth in an elk. They can smell our last meal on our breath miles downwind. I see you. You don't see me. 3. 4 wolves coming over the crest of a hill in that bouncy lope, the authority of their indifferent gaze. 4. Wolf number 8. Whose skeleton, upon examination after death, revealed his muzzle to be riddled with holes from a bone infection, his canine teeth loose and blunted. Yet a week before he died, a video. Hanging on to an elk during a hunt, loose, dull teeth and all. Wolf number 21, a barrel-chested alpha who fought grizzlies to protect pups. Number 21, who approached the druid pack alone, when surrounded, neither submitted nor fought, but played. They beckon us to the strangeness of not us, the sorcery of the unwired bestial tenderness we use to save ourselves, the mutant ones, alone, busy forging our absolution in a boneyard current of air.